Hola, hola, I'm Nadia Stand, and this is Aha Moments. Welcome. Welcome to this podcast where we translate moments of clarity and inspiration into guidance for your success journey that you can use in your day-to-day lives to achieve your vision of success. And the aha moment for today is narrative matters. The intention with which we choose the path that we walk on when we are at a turning point in our lives, even though it may be the same decision, when we do it with a different intention, the outcome can be completely different and the journey can also feel absolutely different. So let's talk about this. And this came to me in several times after yoga, and it's come to me especially at moments when I've been sort of at a low in my life, I'd like to say, or when I'm going through a very challenging time or a difficult situation where I need to create a new path for myself. And trust me, I've been in that path where I've had to solve, resolver, as we say in Spanish, just life inviting me to figure how to get my shit together. So it's ultimately when we choose from a place of despair, when we choose because we want to fill a void in our lives, it's absolutely different than choosing from what we want to create or what we want to work towards. And the reason why I say narrative matters is because in the first scenario, when we are trying to move away from something, when we are trying to end something or eliminate something in our lives or fill a void, we're talking from a place of scarcity, of fear. And it's somehow things that makes it seem like we are fighting against something. To be honest, I don't like conflict. It's exhausting. And I believe that when we choose from that moment of ultimate desperation, the journey can feel very hard, and it can feel very tough, and it can feel like a battle, because that's what we're setting it out to be. We're fighting against something or towards something. We're programming our reality and our success journey to feel hard, to feel challenging, to feel difficult. Do we really want that? I don't. And what I've come to learn in the past couple of years when I've moved countries, I've cashed out of companies, I've started new companies, maybe some business partnerships didn't go as expected, and I've had to make decisions to find closure within these partnerships, as well as in potential relationships. Because again, I believe that this applies not only for business, not only if you're a manager or a founder, but it applies to everything we do in our lives. Having that closure and going through the grief process, it's not, ay, qué delicia, how nice is it to feel that I'm going through closure again? No, I mean, let's be honest, it's not great. However, we can sort of create space for all of these feelings to arise. We can create space for everything that needs to be tended to show up in our lives, taking care of it, making sure that we are providing ourselves with physical, emotional, and mental nourishment so that we feel at peace with ourselves. And setting in with that stillness, with that calm that only we can create for ourselves, I believe that that's when we are able to choose from what we want to create. Instead of feeling that there's a void in our life that we're going to fill, we can redefine that as we have created space for new ideas, for new people, for new businesses, for new business lines, for new teams, for new partnerships, for new relationships, for new places to come to our lives. And with our daily work, we create those opportunities for us. Because the universe, that's what I call like divine spirit, just this masterful wisdom that is available to us, and that is this superior force. The universe has all of this laid out for us. When we realize from this place of stillness that absolutely everything we are dreaming for is available for us, we can really set the intention of creating something that is very aligned with who we are, with our true essence, with our personal power. And the narrative becomes, I am working towards this. I am taking aligned action towards this. In my experience, this has made the journey feel so much lighter. Again, it's not rainbows and unicorns all the way, but it certainly feels like there is alignment. It doesn't feel like I'm battling against something, but it feels like I am co-creating this with a little push from the universe. Sort of like having a booster chair or training wheels when you're learning how to ride a bike, but it makes the journey feel easier. So today, if you're at a point where you're making a decision, where you have to start a new path, where you have to, well, and I'm even going to rephrase that, not because you have to, but you choose to start something new in your life, or your life is inviting you to do so. Again, this can be meeting a new person romantically, professionally. This can mean starting a new business. This can mean moving from one country to another, from one city to another, from one house to another. It can even mean just a new chapter in your life. When you're at this turning point where you're seeing, where you're finding yourself choosing to start a new chapter, the invitation is that you think of what you're creating and what you want to create for yourself, and how that is something that makes you feel more you, and how that new path or that new chapter is going to help you live your dream life. Not necessarily because everything is taken care of or everything is absolutely extremely clear in your mind and you have a meticulous plan, but because you know and trust that day to day you're taking aligned action towards what you want. And day to day with those actions, you are creating the consequences of how deserving you are. You're just seeing this as the natural consequence of seeing yourself as the creator of your wonderful reality. And if you are at that point where you feel like you're chasing something, just remind yourself, and this is a mantra that you can repeat at any moment, even if you are not deciding, but you can just repeat whenever you feel like it. I am deserving of all the miracles happening in my life. Again, I am deserving of all the miracles happening in my life. What else is possible? I think this is the best invitation for the universe to show us those paths that are already laid out for us, and to show us how great life can be. Not perfect, but great and amazing. So I hope that you find this information useful. valuable that it reaches you at the right moment, at the perfect time, in the perfect language that your heart understands, so that you remember that you are creating your dream life because you're working towards something, and towards something that you deserve, towards something that is already available for you. You're not fighting against anyone or anything. It's not you against the world. It's you along with the world. Thank you for sharing this episode with me. I must confess that I'm recording this seeing a very magical sunset from my house in Mexico City, and it's been a pleasure to share this moment with you. Bye! Mucho, mucho amor for everyone.